horrors and callbacks. End of the season, baby. Just kidding. Maybe. Who knows? The crew decided to try the old we're just dinner for Grandpa's funeral routine to sneak past the human-eating demons that live on Teacher's Island. And it worked. The gang was able to make it to the entrance of the castle, only to be stopped by a pair of greedy, hungry guards with squishes shooting and a pair of well-timed judo chops to the neck. They fought their way into the castle interior. However, they were faced with dizzying and maze-like architecture. A post sign guided them towards the kitchen, the bedroom, and the ship. They decided on kitchen. They were met with the demon crew of the Kahuna Wave, which was a bit odd. Patches detected a flute at the center of the mirage, and once he blew that sucker, all hell broke loose. The gang fought the demons, and with, again, more shooting, some shenanigans, and a Tarzan swing from the rafters. Chuckles tried his luck in the bedroom. The gang entered Lady High Hill's pink bedroom. Now the monstrous form of Uncle Shylock and Chuckles' bird-headed girlfriend are frozen in a moment in time, and the gang has taken a break to discuss their next steps. There is yet another room to explore in the final confrontation with the captain up ahead. Good luck, everybody!
I feel like I have a good idea what's going to happen.
I wanted to make it very clear the next steps.
Very clear. Do not get distracted. Now, the Tarzan swing, was that me?
That was you.
All right. I didn't get to that part in the re-listen.
Yeah, so you guys broke into what you thought were the kitchens, and you realized you were in the kitchen of the Kahuna Wave, which was filled with a demon crew, which, again, is odd because it's only ever been you guys and some ghosts.
And they were very happy to see me.
They were so happy to see you, and then Patches attuned himself well to the environment, saw that there was a flute, the same flute that you guys got earlier as part of a CD mix. And he blew it poorly, and the demons attacked you.
The brown note.
Oh, that's right. He played hot cross buns. Okay, and then we went to the pink room, and my girlfriend's got a bird head, which I feel is a callback to, and also a horror to when I learned a very valuable lesson
about birds.
Yes, about not murdering from Uncle Shylock.
Never murder anyone.
Never murder anyone ever.
Which was a lesson I needed to learn.
Yes.
Oh, it even comes in color.
Yeah.
Wow. It's hideous.
Isn't AI just imaginative? I guess I'm imaginative. Isn't it good at photoshopping shit together?
Yeah.
Yes. So you guys have frozen. So there's Uncle Shylock, who in real life is not a pleasant looking person. He is a somewhat desiccated corpse regularly, but he's just very ugly looking. Well, whatever is up with Uncle Shylock. Yeah.
That's my uncle. That's my conjugal uncle you're speaking of.
Yes, your conjugal uncle. But in this particular setting, he has grown much bigger. He's more of like kind of just Uncle Shylock shaped at this point. Because his, like, jaw's distended. He's, and your girlfriend is Lady High Hill's body with the head of a bird, and she is frozen mid-sing. So Patches had played his flute again to freeze, to stop things for a moment. Just to remind everybody where they're at. Chuckles, you were on the floor. You had reached out for your gal pal. Patches and Squish. Patches is on the bed with his head up on the pillow like this. Squish, I think you're going through the drawers. You're rifling through.
That's right. Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah. He was going through the panty drawers, I remember.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
being real creepy about it. He was
panties galore.
That's how
anyway, that's where you are.
Yep.
All right.
Still doing it.
See.
I don't remember. Was I sad? I don't remember.
You were happy to see her.
We're not in charge of keeping track of that, Tiger.
Please keep track of my emotions and let me know how I should be feeling.
I don't believe you were like sad. Okay. I think you were reaching out to her to like, now you're just more in shock because she turned and again had bird head and that kind of surprised you and you fell to the ground.
She has a terrible case of bird head.
She has a rough case. Some people get, never mind. Anyway, Patches, what are you doing loafing on the couch or on the bed?
I'm loafing on the bed, digging through the cushions, seeing if I find anything. Can I survey and see if I find anything?
Yeah, go ahead.
see if we find anything in these cushions.
What would you like to find?
I don't know. I want to know what I found.
Okay, great. So you find like a couple of odd things. First off, you find some bird seed. Like you just kind of like pull your hand out and there's just some like really just like, yeah, like she like stuffed it underneath her pillow as like a treat for later.
It's like onions in a hat.
You also find a folded up note on a piece of paper.
All right. Can I look at it? I'm going to look at it.
Yeah, of course.
All right. I'm like trying to look at it and read it through a spy. What's it say?
It's chicken scratch.
Hey, come on, that's so funny.
It's rude.
No, that's not rude. It's genuine. It's almost sounded rude, but it was genuine. It's like, oh, that's so funny.
That's, I always love that when people tell me something like that. That's funny without
that's
laughing.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's not chicken scratch. What it is like a really crude drawing, like a series of drawings. It's a pictogram, and it shows like a really crude drawing of like Lady High Hill, also in her bird form, but like a little figure of her. I'm trying to think of the stick figure. Mm-hmm. And then another stick figure with like a hat. And like there's like one scene of them. Then there's one where she's like jumping and like a little heart. These pictures continue on throughout the page and they start to get a little bit more graphic. Like there's one where she's smooching him and then there's one where he like touches her butt a little bit. This is all stick figures, by the way.
Who drew this? Was it her or was it? It looks like something something Juckles would have drawn.
Wow, rude. I think
or
that one was deliberate. Juckles.
Sorry.
I think this is a drawing. Did you make this? I just found it in the cushions with some bird seed.
I mean, I don't think I made it. I don't think I've been here before. Also, I didn't know she was a bird. She was definitely. More attractive when we were dating.
All right. Well, I'm just showing you the
care about her looks.
Yes, I've made that very clear. It's all I've talked about her. I didn't talk about her personality. If we're being honest,
I think that. Chuckles, you have not drawn this. What you realize this is you take it from her and you suddenly can read the pictographs because this is how you know how to read.
This is how I communicate.
Yeah, and you realize this is a letter that she intended to send you.
Wow, so we can't read it, but you can.
She said she was going to write, and you guys all laughed. You laughed, oh, how is he going to read it? How is he going to read it? But true love finds a way.
Yeah, and she realized you were illiterate pretty early on. I think you may have even mentioned it to her.
Bragged about it, really.
Wouldn't stop talking about it.
Wow.
She has made you a letter describing her feelings, her heartfelt feelings, in pictograms for you.
I knew it. So what are her feelings? Are they love? And are they for me?
Oh, they're definitely love and they're definitely for you.
All right. So what it says here is that she loves me. And then she's a bird.
What it says is that she wants you to grab her butt.
Whoa, but she's, well.
Yeah, even I can read that picture. Yarr.
Well, ooh. All right, guys. I know we don't do a lot of girl talk, but it's time that you know we didn't make it to first base, which is hair tussling, let alone second base, which is, you know, tushy padding.
Butt tussling,
yes. We didn't get to butt tussling. It's on the butt diamond, or the tussling diamond. We're somewhere between home and first. And first is head tussling, hair tussling, and second base is butt tussling. What? And we didn't get there yet. So, and she's frozen. So I don't feel like I should touch her butt.
What are you going on about?
I think you
this
should.
It's very awkward for me. You guys are here in the bedroom with me and my future wife.
Well,
yes, and probably Tawny's here too.
Listen, lad, I don't think that's your girlfriend.
Bring this up. Wait, hold, sorry. Just one quick moment. This is a good moment to bring this up. Quick GM flashback. You've noticed, so Tawny and Dee Dee were with you when you left the kitchen. She's not, they are, neither one of them are in the room now.
Well, they probably read the room and realized it would be inappropriate for you to come in here with me and my fiance in her room.
They probably read the room. And realized this is not appropriate. This is a private,
this is a private moment with me, my fiance, and my conjugal uncle.
And your conjugal uncle.
Just and he walked in there, took a look at the pink room, was like, "Nope, we're out."
And they Juggles fucked off somewhere laid. Else, somewhere more appropriate. Yes, you know. So, okay. So I should just, now what?
Now what? Have you found anything, Squish, that you're looking for? Are you looking for something in particular? Or are you just looking around?
I'm looking for like a journal.
Okay. Go ahead and roll and see if you find it. That'll be a survey. Yeah. You do find a journal. It's like this little velvet book, but it's like got a little clasp on it, which you immediately just break. Like it's not even worth like pickpocketing. You just kind of bang it open. And this little pink velvet journal opens up and it's just filled with chicken scratch. I'm stealing that joke.
Is it all drawings?
No. This is like just like really bad, like scribbly handwriting.
So like if a chicken did peck at the pages.
Yeah. Like it's just complete nonsense. It's not even like.
Let me see it.
You can't read.
Let me see. Come on. Let me look.
I hand it over.
Okay. I look at it. And,
how do you roll to read? How do you roll to read?
I'm going to say that would be a study roll.
Ooh, that is pretty good.
Oh, I can. I actually have a chance of reading it. I was just doing a jape.
Doing a jape. Yeah, so you can kind of make it out, but it's really just like talking about her day-to-day life in the castle. It's like things that she did that day, where she went. There are like little mentions of you, a little bit like, oh, Chuckles hasn't responded to my last letter. I hope he receives it. I worry about him. So that little guy, my precious little guy. But it's mostly just kind of like day-to-day nonsense. It's more of like you know, just keeping track of the days, less of really emotional thoughts.
Wow. Really, really boring.
Are there any instruments in here?
No. Okay. So there's the flute that, Patches has. There's
is that what froze time? Yeah.
Yes. He used that to freeze time.
I'm currently using it to pick my ears.
Did you attune?
Yes.
To the no, I just no, I blew a tune.
Yes, great. But I asked you a real question that I needed a real answer to. Did you attune?
No, not recently. I attuned in the last room.
Well, I mean, you know, I can't see ghosts.
I'm afraid of ghosts.
Bridget, can I attune?
Are you asking me if you can attune the one thing that your ghost pirate absolutely can do?
Well, I'm just making sure you know.
Tinker, you attune, and Squish just yells.
Shoots.
Yeah.
Yes, you can attune.
I'm going to get cross-legged and do a big old ow, and partial success.
So you sense that this is much like the attunement that you did in the kitchen. You can sense the same energy where it's like not necessarily a smart, intelligent individual thing, but it is just kind of like the security system of the castle. It has one job, and that is to be secure.
Hmm.
But other than that, you can't really discern anything. Before, you could see things in the room that were actually there. You can't quite get to that level. This still looks like the room, but you are aware of the fact that it is a similar mirage to what you saw downstairs.
Well, lads, this room's a fake, I say as I put birdseed in my pocket.
Can't be fake.
It's a fake.
You're calling my fiance fake?
No, I'm calling your fiance's room a fake. Also, your fiance's a bird. I don't think this is real. I just assumed that this place is as fake as it could be. It was as fake as the last room. Listen, Chuckles, I have no doubt your lady love, definitely lady loves you.
Yes.
But she is not, that is not the bird. And we get out of this, we stop Red Captain, and then we can go home to her.
Yes. Okay.
The hot demon mama.
Can I check Skluck's pockets?
All for right. Gold.
Is that that's a survey, I imagine?
Frozen, so yeah. All right. There's not really any skill involved pickpocketing a non-consenting man.
So I don't have to roll?
I'll just have you roll 1d6. Just a straight. Okay. D6. Just, and we'll do, if you get higher than 3, then you can find something fun. You find nothing. Oh. And in the process, you do pants him.
Oh, no! No! I did not like this.
No!
Wow, way to go, idiot.
All right. Maybe you should unfreeze time.
And then what are we going to do?
I don't know. What were we doing before? Were they attacking us?
I say we run out of
the room.
I say we run out of the room and go to the next room and then see if that leads us to another place.
You the door earlier and it is locked.
Oh, okay.
I still think you should grab her butt, Chuckles.
I feel like that is a little rapey.
To answer your question, what they were doing before you froze time, Skylock was just kind of just shouting at you. He just kind of came out of nowhere and was shouting. And the bird is just being a bird, and like Shylock is screaming. She's just now screaming.
Okay. So, yeah, it was a lot of loud noises. I'm not sure I want to.
It was just
that.
A lot of loud noises, and then hot cross buns cutting through the din.
All right. Squish. Because you're bullying me, and because I really want to do it anyway, I'll pat her tushy, and I move really close and really awkwardly, just give her a light tap on the bottom.
Do you know how to do it?
How to tap a bottom?
Yeah.
No, clearly not. Do you see how awkward this is for me?
Yes, that's why I asked.
Yeah, I hit it with the wrong side of my hand, the back side, because I feel like that's going to be less, of a
rapey. Crime.
Yes, less crime if I hit her with the back of my hand. Not hit her, touch her bottom.
Yeah, no, I get the butt touching. roll your finesse.
I get the butt touching.
Thanks for describing it in detail. Okay, good to know. Okay, you touch her butt. Nothing immediately changes. So you are the one who has the flute. You're the one who froze time. So it's up to you just when you want to unfreeze time.
So is the door going to be unlocked when I unfreeze time? Is it just locked because we're in frozen time?
No, it's just locked. That was something you guys had tried once you got into the room in the first place.
So how we get out of here, guys? What do you want to do to get? I mean, if it's locked, do we tinker the door to get out? Is it tinkerable?
We tried tinkering the last door, and it was magic or some shit.
How do we get out of the last one? I blew the whistle then too,
and they all attacked us.
We killed them all.
So we have to kill these two.
Yeah,
we're not killing them.
I pull like my rifle and aim right at Skylock.
My God, you're eager.
I will not forgive you if you shoot my uncle.
I don't think that's your real uncle.
It's not your real uncle.
I still also, don't want to watch you shoot him. He might be dead. I don't know. He was very old.
Well, let's just pull his pants down and that's it. Like some weirdo.
I didn't pull his pants down. His pants fell down because there were nothing in them. That's his fault, not mine.
How do pants fall down if nothing's in them?
No belt.
I don't know why it happened.
You stuck your hand in there and then they fell down.
All right, fine. Shoot my uncle then. Shoot everyone that I love.
Okay.
It's not.
Thank you for the permission.
He's not actually shooting your uncle. I keep telling you this is a fucking mirage.
I'm turning around and crossing my arms.
Patches, you unfreezing time?
Are you going to shoot the uncle? Is that what's going on?
Oh no, I'm waiting until you unfreeze it.
I know, but when I unfreeze, is that the
right?
Plan?
You're waiting till he unfreezes it so he can feel you, him getting shot, feeling himself getting shot.
Well, I'm not 100% sure what he's going to do when he realizes you pulled his pants down.
Yeah.
I didn't pull his pants down. His pants fell down.
Semantics.
Okay.
What if I judo chop him in the head? Would that make you feel better?
No, that would make me feel worse.
Why? He's not gonna die from a judo chop.
Okay, he might just get knocked out.
He is fragile.
He's decrepit.
Decrepit is a bit
not
harsh.
The real man. He's not the real jungle.
Go ahead, kill him then. But I am not happy about it. And that's why I'm not facing you or him.
All right.
Wait, so nothing happened when he touched the butt?
Not yet.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to blow the whistle, guys. Squish, do what you got to do. Juggles.
Oh, yeah. Itchy trigger finger, eyes, bud. Baby.
Close your eyes, bud. And I blow the whistle.
You blow the whistle. Chuckles, you are arms crossed, facing away from the two of them, right?
Yes.
Okay. What are you doing, Squish?
I'm just waiting to see
what
happens.
Happening. Oh, so Shylock looks down and realizes his pants are down and stops screaming and just like bends over and he's like, oh, that's dreadfully embarrassing. Woo! And he like pulls his pants back up. But his pants are like the rest of him, kind of like semi-fluid. So they just kind of like shimmy back on. The bird mama, your girlfriend, like kind of like, and like looks at you and smacks you with one of her feathers. It doesn't hurt, but you are going to get one stress fistful of feathers. All right. Yeah. We're just going to give you one stress, cause you're taken aback by that with a mouthful of feathers. So now, Patches, Squish, your next moves.
Go ahead, Squatches.
Well, he stopped screaming, so that's good. So I'm not going to shoot him yet. I don't know how to get out of here. There's got to be some kind of.
Are you still holding the note? Who has the note in there? Who's holding it?
Tiger.
Juggles.
Yeah, I guess I am. I must have put it in my pocket after I read it and was pleasantly surprised.
Lady High Hill, or the bird Lady High Hill, sees you with her note. She stops screaming and she kind of like brings her feathers up to her face. And you didn't realize this, but birds can blush. So her like yellow feathers pinken a little at the cheeks, and you realize she's kind of like. Like almost like she's brought her mouth, hands to her mouth. Like, oh my god, I can't believe you just saw.
Oh, you're talking about this. You're embarrassed about this letter?
No, she's into you, dude.
What? No, that can't possibly be it.
You've been pining over this woman for so long, and all of a sudden she's showing interest.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're, that's the thing.
Right.
She's in.
You're right.
She's
I am psychologically damaged.
She's into you.
What do I do now?
Bird fart back.
How do I? So I put my hands in my armpits and I do a.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I do a little. I do a little. What I think is a bird mating dance, but you know, a little shy.
That's gonna be your consort role. Because you're gonna try and kind of like flirt with her a little bit. Do you guys? He does not have very good flirtation skills. Do either of you want to give him this, giving him assistance on that? A little boost, take one stress, give him an extra help.
The captain was or Well, what are you going to say, Andy?
I have nothing to add to this.
I mean, can I add music with my flute?
Yeah, if you want to take one stress and play like a little ditty while he does his little bird dance, you can go ahead and
like
do that.
Like
and
a then, hype man?
One stress little ditty. Yeah, and then Chuckles,
you're going to take, you're going to give an extra plus one to your consort roll.
All right, can I stress myself? I really want this to happen in character,
yeah.
I mean, not out of character.
Did you?
I think you
want
it to happen out of character too. Yeah, so you'll take an extra stress.
Did
so
you already
practice
add
will
it?
Take a stress. I
just added.
Okay. Sorry. For yours you did. I just.
Yeah, you don't need a stress.
Well, he's going to help you out with his song, so he's going to take a little bit of stress to play for you.
Oh, he is. Okay. Sorry.
Yep. So you're going to do your concert roll plus two.
All right.
Extra die. Cool. Tell me about this little bird dance you do. Are you playing, Patches? Sorry.
It's like the Oompa Loompa song.
So because it's like this, it's a little... It's a little stuttery, the dance I'm doing, but I'm just kind of doing just, you know.
Are you kicking your legs? Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Yes, but I'm not sure what to do with my legs. So they're like little kicks, but I'm trying to read her face as I'm doing it. I just see that she's blushing and I just keep going ahead because I'm not really sure how to flirt with a bird. I mean, up to this point, all I've been doing is killing birds.
Yeah, so she like... kind of give it like makes a noise. It's not necessarily like a chirp or anything. It's just kind of like a weird, like, you know, like cooing almost like a pigeon, you know? She starts kind of bobbing her head to your dance.
Okay. I'm mimicking what she's doing. So now we're just in the middle of the room, bobbing our heads.
Dancing. Squish, Patches, any additional help here you want to? Yeah, exactly.
Like that. That's exactly what I was thinking. Cause I've seen that, that video.
What do you make of all of this, Squish?
I was too busy looking for that gif.
No, he wants to shoot her, probably.
Wait, how is she reacting to it?
We're just bobbing our heads in unison.
She's slightly bobbing. She's kind of like joining in on his dance that he's doing as well.
Oh, okay. Well, then I go... I would like to knock out Shylock.
Just knock him out?
Yeah.
Like he's all distracted by the dance.
He's distracted by this.
All proud of his nephew.
Who's he?
And you just,
is that Schlock or me? We're both distracted.
Schlock is all proud watching his nephew dance. And like he's just casually walk over and hit him over the head.
With a sap.
Yeah. Okay. Do your prowl roll to like sneak up on him and see how well you can sneak up on Shylock. He is distracted. He's not paying attention to you.
Partial.
Okay. Yeah. You're able to sneak up to Shylock. But as soon as you like raise the butt of your rifle in the air, he kind of turns around at a last second and lets out a whoop.
Okay.
Patches, you see this attempted knockout happening. Are you going to continue to play your music dutifully?
Oh, yeah. I'm flutifully and dutifully.
Okay. I'm distracted. I thankfully did not see any of the, Squish's assault
violence.
Of my uncle.
Well, I didn't hit him yet.
Your clay
uncle.
Oh, you didn't?
Sorry.
No. He saw that I was about to.
Okay.
Yeah, so he turned at the last second. Patches, if you want to keep playing music, roll your finesse for playing this flute.
I'm going to finesse this flute. Pretty good, right? Dutifully and flutifully. I do it. I finesse the flute. I'm playing the Oompa Loompa song with little vibratos and...
Yeah. So he adds like a little bit of a flourish to it. And... Chuckles and Lady High Hill are really like getting like really into it now. You're gonna finish with your knockout?
No, as soon as I see that he saw it coming, I'm just gonna pull the pistol and put it like under his chin, but not pull the trigger.
He's incredibly intimidated, and you catch his eye as you're doing this, and you're not a mind reader. Fire. But he kind of like looks towards Chuckles, and what you see is for the first time Chuckles actually being in his element. As weird as it is, he is actually connecting very well with this bird lady, and Skylark just kind of like keeps darting his eyes over, like, do you see this? He's trying to communicate with you in some way, something.
Who's communicating with who?
Shylock is staring at Squish as Squish has a gun underneath his Skylock's chin. And he's trying to get Skylock to like look over, like, this is what I'm interested in. Like, do you see this? This is important.
This is a proud papa.
This is a proud papa. Chuckles, you've done quite a bit of a dance now.
Really know what else to do. So I just keep dancing. It's probably too long. I'm missing several moments where I can, stop and progress. I'm sort of stalling by continuing to dance.
At one point she stops, she slows her dancing, and she kind of like preens a little bit. She kind of fluffs up her feathers a little bit. Since you're still dancing, she takes her little like wings out and she kind of just like puts them on either side of your shoulder. Like, okay, you can stop now.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Now I'm sweating. Now I'm blushing.
Hope you like Big Bird.
And she's way bigger than me, right?
Yeah, she's much taller than you, especially now that she's a bird.
Okay. I'm going to jump into her arms.
All right. Let's see. Jump. I'm going to say it's a finesse.
All right.
You go to like jump in her arms, but you forget that like bird bones are relatively hollow and not very strong, so right. She just kind of drops you. Let's see where you're at right now. I'm gonna have you take level one harmed, embarrassed, and bruised.
Embarrassed and bruised.
Bruised butt. Patches, you've seen this horrible snafu. Clearly this woman was just trying to get him to stop dancing and look lovingly into her eyes, and he tried to jump into her arms and has now made a slight fool of himself. Are you going to continue playing? Any encouragement you want to give this guy?
Any advice?
As soon as he fell, I feel like my flute just kind of screeched to a halt. Like, and I just look kind of like, you all right there, lad?
I don't know. I don't think she liked it.
I think she liked it fine. And Squish, how are you doing over there?
Trying to make a decision right now.
All right.
Skylock looks over at you, Chuckles, and in a very strained kind of voice, he's like, tell her how you feel.
Oh, with my words?
Or dance. Yes, with your words, son. And could you call your big meaty friend off of me?
He doesn't listen to me. He's but yeah, could you please not hurt my uncle again? Also, so I feel really mad at you, Squish, for threatening my uncle. And because clearly I'm taking this pretty seriously, even though, because it'd be weird to watch you shoot somebody that I love, even if they aren't real.
Yeah.
And we did murder all of those demons in the last room, which is not something I like doing in general. So, I'm a little tender and also tender because I just fell on my bottom. And so I'm angry with you, Squish. And yes, Lady Bird, I am in love with you.
That was very heartfelt. Very nice.
Yeah,
that's the DM. I've been that's not Lady High.
Very lonely for a long time.
That was beautiful.
Hug her. I probably shouldn't have said the last part out loud. but it is how I feel.
If you love her, then go to her.
I'm here. I tried to go on to you, which was not good.
She hears your words. I'm going to have you roll a sway. I'm going to give you a plus one, though, because that seemed very open and tenderhearted.
Do I love her? I don't actually know.
You love the real one, but this one's kind of like the real one.
It's not whether or not you love her forever. It's that you have feelings for her now.
Right.
Is this true?
Also, this is not your girlfriend. She is a bird.
She is actually a bird.
She kind of like doesn't understand what you're saying and like cocks her head a little bit. Like maybe she doesn't actually understand English and maybe she only understands bird.
Right. I don't speak bird. Play the flute. That sounds like bird. Play a love thing. Translate my words into recorder bird.
Language. Me?
Yeah, all right. You.
All right, I'll do it.
She seems to respond to the music.
I start playing this is the theme from Beauty and the Beast.
A tale as old as time. And I somehow know the words. Beauty and the Beast. Wait a second.
Beauty.
Which is which? Am I the beauty?
You could be this time. Beauty and the bird.
The lesson I'm learning is that the beauty was in me the whole time.
Or the bird.
Or the bird. Beauty and the Beast.
Can I roll the finesse for this, Bridget? Or do I have to?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to have you take an extra. Chuckles, are you going to strain yourself with your sing-along?
Okay. This is out of character, because yeah. I do want to do that, except if I do that, I will be overstressed, which means I guess I would like sing and then like immediately pass out.
No, you were just going to trauma.
Yeah, we give you a trauma. Yeah.
You get like a level of one harm or something?
I mean, I will do that. So if I get four traumas, then I'm dead?
No. So if you do your stress, you'll get one of these traumas on the side, like cold, reckless, haunted, soft, unstable, obsessed, paranoid, vicious.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Those are related. Okay, and then what? Do I roll randomly to take one of those, or you assign one of those based on the narrative?
I think based on the narrative, I think we could all agree that maybe soft would be a perfect option. Maybe you're a little bit more sensitive.
Yes, no, soft.
Yeah, you get to pick.
Yeah, you get
the
to
GM
pick.
Or the
I'll
person.
Let you pick.
You
pick.
Okay. Tiger.
All right.
You pick.
Yes, soft.
But yeah, whichever. Yeah. I think that fits you. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I will be. I mean, it's already happened, and I haven't even been traumatized yet. I've turned into a big pussy. Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. So I sing that song. Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna give you one stress that gives you soft. I'm just doing this on yours. There we go. Trauma, and then that resets your stress level. So I am going to have you be a little bit more, since you are a little traumatized, a little bit more sensitive to potential life-threatening and dangerous situations. I think you've gone PG-13 in an R world.
Sounds right. But that's, this is Captain's role, right? Because he's playing the flute?
Yes. Yes. So he's getting, you better roll well. You're going to roll your finesse, and then you're going to take a plus one. Well, I really hope this works out well.
And then that's it, risky and standard effect?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I play beautifully. Like, seriously, guys, maybe the flute is my new hobby.
You didn't roll two sixes. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Also, I'm very drunk.
I've been drinking again.
She is enraptured by your song. Squish, you still have Shylock in a dirty hairy hold. I don't know what to call it. You got him in a neck grip.
Don't call it a dirty hairy hold.
A dirty hairy hold. You've seen this beautiful display of emotion. But what's your next step?
I pull the trigger.
God, you're brutal.
Yeah, go ahead and roll your hunt roll.
Partial
success. Yeah, so you do hit him. Unfortunately, because he is kind of an ooey gooey monster boy, the bullet's just gonna kind of like be absorbed by him and like ripple through him and kind of like spits it out. He pushes you away and separates you. So you're not in any immediate harm. He's not physically attacking you now, but this form is starting to get more monstrous and grow. And he, Uncle Shylock, is like physically getting bigger, almost like a mud monster, to the point where he's not really recognizable anymore as a human. And he's looming over this scene. He's looming over you, Squish, with the gun in your hand. He's looming over the bird lady, Chuckles, Patches. He's starting to take up this huge spot in this room. Chuckles, do you want to respond?
Yeah, I turn around and I'm assuming he's unrecognizable to me as my uncle at this point.
Yes. Yes. Can I shoot him now?
Yes, you can shoot him now. I mean, you didn't wait for permission before. I mean, like, I think I heard you shoot him.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you did shoot him when he was still my uncle, so I'm still really mad at you. You are becoming more and more evil with every passing second.
It was part of the transformation. It was something that sounds like a shot, I think. Hold on, let me reload my gun.
As he says that, Shylock looks over to you, looks down on you, Chuckles, and he's like, "Never kill, no killing." And he's reaching one of his big muddy hands out for you.
I am going to put my hand, like, you know, when you shortstop and you throw your arm against someone or stop short. And I'm like, don't shoot him. I think he's trying to tell us some kind of lesson, although I'm not sure how we're going to get out of this. I don't think killing is the way to do it. Perhaps you should tell him how you feel.
Oh, I feel like this is really weird. And
that's not a feeling.
Weird is not a feeling?
No, it's not a feeling. These are things that you need to learn. It's tender, scared, sad. Those are the only three I can remember, and I feel like that says a lot about me.
Tender, scared, sad.
I feel like she's going to take advantage of him. And it scares me because I know deep down he's a really good person, just very susceptible to women.
You hear all of this. You just heard Squish say that he's worried about losing you to this woman because he's very concerned about your naivety. How does that make you feel?
So now I have the talking pillow?
Yeah.
I think that is a surprisingly fair and astute observation.
Patches, you're up there.
I feel like that is astute.
Patches, anything to contribute while you're up there?
I just continue playing the music, trying to play my best because I feel like this is really setting the tone. Like, we've been just playing Beauty and the Beast for like 20 minutes now.
Okay. So the Shylock like pauses as Squish is talking. But once you say what you need to, he continues to reach for you, Chuckles, and the bird lady suddenly is beside you, Chuckles, and she kind of pushes you out of the way almost. And she's grabbed by Uncle Shylock, and he brings her like with his muddy, like gooey fist up to his hands. Now, this is triggering you because you are someone who used to
kill birds
with his bare hands. So you know exactly what it is that he's about to do.
Yeah, he's going to crack that poor thing's neck. What am I going to do about it?
Yeah, this sounds like it's a good moment for you, Tiger.
Don't do that, Uncle. I feel very strongly that you should not wring that bird's neck.
I put down the flute and yell, "Grab that old man! Grab that mud man!"
No, we must do this without killing.
Don't kill him. Just stop him from breaking that bird neck.
I grab his pant leg and shake it really hard. Now put that down.
So you're going to lunge and you're going to try to reach for his leg, try to, you know, scramble him off of his feet. Patches, you've taken down your flute. What are you doing?
I jump onto the monkey Skylark.
Okay, so you're same thing. You're going to grapple with him?
Yeah, I'm going to grapple with him.
What are we, like two toddlers on his legs?
No, I'm on his neck. I'm grappling with him from behind.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. And then Squish, you are you're holding your gun. Or you were reloading.
I was reloading, yeah. But then I look at him and go, Uncle Skylark, you have to let him go. He's his own man now. He can make his own decisions. He's grown in spirit, not much in height, but he's in spirit. He's grown quite a lot since you last left him at the prison that we tried to break you out of.
That's true. That's true, I say.
That's true, I scream as I hold him with my... I'm holding, like, the flute around him with a, like, by his neck. He's tossing me around.
And, you know, this captain, he was buttering me up, and I took it as a chance. You know, I learned not to be naive. And I didn't give him ultimate power. And I walks the plank for it. But, you know, I feel like that was good. That was good growth.
Good growth.
Patches, chuckle. You're going to roll your skirmish.
Patches. Skirmish.
Patches and Chuckles. We're going to roll your skirmish.
Okay.
Patches. All right.
That's a critical success. Oh, no.
Six and five.
He doesn't have any. Well, no, because if you do the same action together.
Oh, I guess we're doing it together. But that wasn't the one that counted. My three was the one that counted.
Yeah, because you got zero.
Yeah. Three and five. Okay. So you're able to kind of bring Uncle Skylark to his knees, and Squish, you're gonna throw your sway to see how well you convince him with your argument that Patches or that Chuckles has actually grown. All right. So he drops the bird. He's still kind of struggling, though, underneath your grasp. And he's going to get one arm free and start to reach for Chuckles. He's going to grab Chuckles and drag him closer to him. He's, like, dragging him into the core of his body. Like, you can see he's going to try and, like, absorb him.
I'm still on his back, right?
Yeah. What would you like to do?
Squish, do something!
Yeah. I thought you froze.
No, he's thinking because he knows how mad I'm going to be if he shoots my uncle, even though he doesn't look like my uncle.
You gave me permission to shoot him.
I did give you permission to shoot him.
But that's not...
So you're not shooting him.
I realize
and
that's not
I didn't give you permission to shoot him, and you did shoot him. So now I just feel like you're doing the opposite of what I say, which is, I thought we were, you know, coming to an understanding, and now I realize you're just being obstinate.
I'm just going to continue to yell at Shiloh, like you have to accept that he doesn't need you anymore. He's a better person.
Are you going to help out in any way, or you're just going to keep throttling him?
I'm going to keep throttling him. I don't know what else I should be doing. I mean, unless, if I let go, he's going to throw me off.
Okay, so we'll do this. We'll do this.
Paul, what do I do?
You could try swaying him too, sir.
Oh, okay. Guys, roll for that, or do I have to say something?
Well, you have to say something. Tell me what you would say, and then you can both roll for sway, and we'll take the best points.
Tell him I'm a pirate now.
Listen to him, Schluck. You don't need to be his. You don't need to worry about him anymore. He's got good friends like me and Squish.
More age appropriate friends.
more age appropriate friends. And we've gotten him off the nut punching. He hasn't told you. He did nut punch only for good. Only for good.
And I hardly eat any cat food anymore. I'm on almost human food.
He still eats cat food, but we've just embraced it.
Everybody, roll your sway. Ooh. All right.
Good start.
You have so much sway.
Yes. I'm not just bang, shoot them up. I can try to convince people not to let me bang, shoot them up.
Squish, Chuckles disappears into the muddy body, just absorbed within.
I dive into the body.
Well, we weren't expecting that.
And
just like last time, she doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting Muddy Body, but also you guys are usually pretty decent at sway, so I was really surprised he's not being won over. You're gonna roll your I'm gonna say finesse.
Right, that's better than I thought I was gonna do.
You get your hand in this muddy body and you can feel like you can grasp on to Chuckles's shoulder. Chuckles's like coat. You can feel it, and you start pulling out of it. Patches, you're like struggling to stay on top of this guy. Is there anything you want to do differently?
Can I climb up a little bit harder and start like kicking him in the head?
Yeah.
All right, that's what I do. I feel like he's like all muddy now, so I start kicking my feet into his back and like slowly climbing up on top of him. I imagine he looks like kind of like Clayface at this point, doesn't he?
Very Clayface. You're gonna wreck it?
I'm gonna wreck it with my feet. Like I'm standing on top of him. I've still got my flute in the hand, and I'm just like kicking downwards.
You're just stomping him.
I'm mud stomping his head.
Just like a kid in puddles, just like jamming your feet into the mud.
Yeah, with my foot.
All right, roll your wreck.
Hey, partial success. What? Did I get him in the eye?
he kind of like flattens and gets like little, like you almost like squish him up until he's smaller. And like the floor, the rest of the room is just covered in mud at this point, as you guys are like splashing and hitting, and like chunks of mud are like flying all over this perfectly pink bedroom. This very pristine, beautiful bedroom is now all dirt covered and just starting to look like shit.
Patches.
Yeah.
Put the bird seed into his eyes or on top of his head.
Oh, I start like dumping. I have like pocket loads of it.
Pocket bird seed.
I have a lot of. I was gonna save it for a flashback, but I took a lot of bird seed out of that bed cushion. So what roll do I roll for bird seed? is it hunt?
Is your intention to do the bird seed to have Lady High Hill peck his eyes out?
Yeah, that was my intention. Yes.
Okay. I don't have a sway.
You guys are smarter than me. I thought also, she's not in the mud.
No, she was able to not.
Okay.
When you initially ran in to save or to, you know, stop her, she was able to get out.
That's a real smart thing with the bird seed, because I did pocket some bird seed for later, but I was just going to try to appeal to her, like, you know, love of Chuckles. Food is a much better motivator.
You were assuming that you were going to give it to her as a wedding gift, because we're going to get married at some point.
I never know when a bird seed is going to come in handy.
She's going to acquiesce. You're just going to take on the bird as part of the crew.
I mean,
we have an ape.
You sprinkle that's it over true. His head, and then you kind of just yell at her, like, fly, right? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Lady Bird Hell, don't you want to save your Chuckles love here? And don't you want to get fed?
That's when she starts moving.
Yeah, roll your sway.
Feel like there should be like a plus on this because I'm not.
Yeah, go ahead.
The bird seed.
Yeah, go ahead and take a plus one with the bird seed.
Plus one for birdseed. Plus one
for birdseed.
No, come on. What the hell? Plus
she
one for birdseed, man.
She screams as you start chucking this birdseed because apparently she's just not like drawn to birdseed like everyone else. And no, let's say like, you know, there's a giant mud monster. Maybe she's not really focused on the birdseed and she's seeing her beloved beast. Like
she comes after you instead, starts pecking you.
You're half in, half out at this point, chuckles, and the mud monster. Squish is pulling you out. So when you're within this mud monster, it's just like being in a thick goop. Like you can still see, you can still breathe, but like, you know, it's gross, it's dark, it's wet. And like now your head's been shoved back out of his body because one, you know, Squish has you with one hand. The other part of Sherlock is trying to shove you back in. So what are you going to do?
Oh boy, it stinks in here. I think maybe it's time to kill him.
What do you think we've been doing here, man?
What? You guys have been trying to kill him?
I've been kicking him in the head. Ever since.
I really wish you would have asked for my permission.
He tussled you into his body. I was just reacting. I was trying to save your life.
All right.
He mud tussled you.
Let's see. Mud. You can't tinker mud. That's established, well established. Can you cook mud?
Yes.
Okay.
And it'll be clay.
Yes.
So okay.
Can we cook him? No. No. Hotman is this close.
I'm calling Hotman.
I'm halfway in. I'm like, Hotman is this close from becoming a productive member of society. Do not call productive. Him in. We're not ruining more lives tonight.
This is productive. He'll burn the monster down.
No, he's gonna burn everything.
He's gonna make the room
addicted to fire.
Listen, you don't understand. This room is a mirage. He'll just turn it, and anything that's not a mirage, he's gonna turn that mud into clay, and we can live in the clay.
He's encouraging his bad behavior
inside of him.
Well, I don't. All right, what do you have?
Chuckles is inside.
I don't know. I mean, Juggles is going to fight this idea because he's also concerned about his sobriety, of Hotman's sobriety.
Yes.
But this is like, he does have to use out of this is out of character. By the way, where's my character? We have to talk out of character about what we're going to do with Hotman. I feel like we don't know anymore because he is a fire demon. He does have to light some fires, but we just got to make sure he's under control. And I feel if we just tell him to burn one room, that's especially a room that he can't burn anything else of.
Maybe you could tell him to cook, like not cook, but not don't burn, just warm.
Just gently warm him.
Yeah, just get underneath like a campfire and just warm him up a little bit.
Warm up Uncle Muckle's buttons.
I don't like the idea.
Okay, what don't you like about the idea?
You're half inside of him.
We'll pull him out.
So
I use my
will cook too.
Well, you go pull him out. Give it with Ladybird, and we'll then cook the monster.
Well, we don't have a Coldman.
Yeah, we can't just pull it down.
I don't know. I like that idea. It's like, what can we do with mud? We can dry it. Fire!
No! That's our answer to everything. We're trying to grow.
I keep one hand on Juggles. Like, we got like our kind of like the Viking handshake.
Yeah.
Going on. Okay. So I keep pulling him, but I pull out with my other hand, I pull out the rifle and I point it at his head.
No.
Don't put him out of misery.
Don't shoot me.
Not straight up. Because if I shoot it straight up, it's going to hit. If it goes through, it's going to hit Patches. So yeah. I want to aim it to the side.
Okay. And you're going to pull the trigger?
Of course.
Yeah, do it. You pull your shot a little bit, and like part of his face just like ends up on the wall behind, like still with an eye kind of blinking. But he is like, you can see with that shot, you've managed to pull Chuckles pretty much free of the mud at this point. You're just covered in mud, by the way, from like your neck down. Yeah, Chuckles. So, but you're getting free of the mud. Patches, okay. You're still kind of grappling with him on his back still. Is that where you were?
Yeah, I kicked him in the head.
Right, and that didn't work out super great.
No, Captain. Do you still know the time stopping tune still? Did we try that already?
I don't know how that's going to help. We're just going to time stop and then we'll be in the middle of nothing.
True.
All right.
Carry on.
Okay, thank you for nothing. I'm going to continue. I jump off the monster and I jump towards Ladybird. And what's the monster doing? Is he like moving around? Is he like causing a more of a mess?
Kind of like thrash it. Yeah, he's just kind of like throwing like chunks of himself onto the ceiling. Because you have hurt him. You have critically, I would say, you have severely injured this guy, but he is not out of commission yet.
I say you throw more bird seed on him.
Yes, Mud hates bird seed.
Famously.
If the bird did anything the first time, I'd throw the bird seed on
him. No, I think maybe instead, not for the bird's sake, just because, you know, mud, bird seed.
What if I just Mazel Tov cocktail him? It's not hot, man, but it's just a compromise.
All right, so you're going to burn him anyway.
Oh, what to do?
You never
want to jump out the window?
Fly away? Only one of us has wings, and it's the unimportant
one. I'm
going to
jump out that window. Didn't we jump out the window in the first room?
No, we swung from the rafters.
No, I mean, like, the first time we came into her bedroom.
Yeah, you guys fell out the window multiple times.
Yeah, remember? And we fell, there was a bush.
Oh, that was in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
What if we just do it again?
All right, open that window.
I was just going to jump.
Well, you got to open the window first to jump.
Not necessarily.
That's not how the movies would have done it. All right, how do I open that window? Finesse?
Let's see. What's tinker? Your tinker? Yeah, tinker that window open.
I'm tinkering it.
You open up this window, but as you open it, a rush of these like smaller canary birds comes flushing past you, like smaller versions of what Lady High Heels faces. Let's see.
Should we paternity test them?
Go ahead and take a stress for that because you're going to get a face full of feathers.
Ah, you too.
Which is the second time.
God.
But as you do that, they are attracted to the bird seed that you flew or that you threw earlier at the mud monster.
Oh, they start attacking the bird?
Yeah, and they start attacking the mud monster. They start the mud man. They start pecking at the bird seed that you had littered all over him. And within just like a swarm of feathers, the form of Uncle Shylock just kind of shrinks down to nothing. And then there's just like a cheep, and all these birds just kind of flutter back out the window, and Uncle Shylock is no more.
There's not like a little Shylock I can step on.
And my fiance?
What?
My fiance?
She's still there. She's there. She's still there. In fact, like she holds out her arms as the birds flutter away, and some of them kind of like land on her her head.
Mm-hmm.
And arms, but she's fine. You guys are all covered in mud. The room is covered in mud. But as you're standing there listening to these tweeting of the birds outside, you hear this click and the door is opened.
I rush out that door.
All right. Squishes out.
I jump off the bed and like, so, come on, lad, bring the bird with you.
Yeah, that was scary, wasn't it, honey? And I grab her hand or wing, try and lead her out of the room.
Yeah, so she reluctantly kind of stands there and looks really sad as you pull her away, and she kind of pulls you close.
Come on, let's go.
This world, the pink room, the mud everywhere, it's starting to fade slightly. And so is your bird girlfriend.
I'm in denial. I'm going to keep on pulling at her. I'm trying to get her out the door.
Yeah. She brings a little feather hand up to her head, and she plucks out a feather, and she sticks it in your hat. It's this long green feather.
Oh.
And she sticks it in the brim of your hat that you're wearing, chuckles, and she kind of coos a little bit. And then, like, gives you a quick peck right on the head. Like, not like a beautiful, like, not like a kiss on the lips, just like a bird, just like.
But it also hurts.
Yeah, no, it hurts quite a bit.
Bleeding a little bit.
One strain.
just the blood trickles down my face. I'm smiling.
Do you have any last words for your bird girlfriend as she disappears?
No, I just watch her incredulously vanish.
He vanishes.
But I am a little bit full, I guess. Like, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, and the feather stays. The feather remains in your cap. That is a real feather. That is not magic.
What about the note? Is it still in my pocket? With the butt touching?
You like, as you're leaving the room, you kind of freeze and you do one of those, like.
Yeah.
And you realize you pick up your hat and there's the photo, the picture. Under your hat.
With the butt touching.
It's still, you with the butt touching. It still shows, like, the bird lady and everything, but yeah, it's still you still have the photo, right. Or the picture.
All right. Well, I'm alone again, boys. All I've got is you.
Not the first time, won't be the last time.
You guys want to take a quick break? I need to pee.
Yeah.
Hail the Drunk Four Boys.
You guys are back in the hallway that you started in. I think at this point you have noticed that you don't have Dee Dee. You don't have what's his face?
Tawny.
Thank you for reminding me.
Are we still covered in mud?
Yes.
Gross.
And
covered in Uncle Shylock.
Yeah. Schluckluck. Schluckmuck. There we go.
Schluckmuck.
You hear in the distance, nowhere nearby, but in the distance, you hear what sounds like yelling. You hear explosions, like faint explosions, like from a distant area. You kind of hear, you know, swords rattling together, and just general shouting and chaos happening outside of the castle.
Good thing we blocked that door.
I don't know if that. Yes.
You locked the one. You definitely locked the one behind you when we left
first
the kitchen. Yeah. The door is locked. And you're not in, like, any danger, but there is fighting happening somewhere within the castle. Not anywhere near you.
Should we just skip the next one and go find stairs to the tower?
I don't think we're supposed to skip.
I don't think this we're supposed to skip, character. But also we didn't really get anything from any room.
Got a flute.
Got a flute and a feather.
And a feather.
Oh, we did get a feather. That's right.
and a fancy drawing.
Well,
fancy. A chicken scratch drawing.
I'm really proud of you, Squish. You acted respectfully.
I tried.
Well,
after I acted kind of unrespectively.
And you did kick off, you did turn him into a mud monster, and now that I think about it.
I think it would have happened anyway.
Well, that's a little meta for our discussion.
Yeah, whatever. You're welcome. And I walk towards whatever the next door is.
Maybe you're not all evil.
Don't get your hopes up.
Maybe he never was.
So this is the signpost you guys see, Bedroom kitchen chip.
Bedroom.
So we got the So we just, so yeah, check them off. We got the ship, right? That's the last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I think ship is the last one. Should we also look for Dee Dee and Tawny?
I'm sure they'll turn up in the story.
Can you call her on your mind?
Yeah,
your mind
can I try phone? To...
On your monkey meld?
Can I try to get a hold of Dee Dee via the mind meld?
Monkey mind meld?
Yeah. Yeah, you mind meld with Dee Dee and you just hear her go, what? She is in the middle of all of this fighting. Through her eyes, you see that she's being carried kind of like over the shoulder of somebody. And behind her are just this the ghost ship, the ghost crew, the captain's ghost crew fighting a demon like the armada, the guards. The captain is making his way up to the castle. Again, this is the he has the same destination as you. And he is leading his ghost army there.
So and who's carrying with Dee Dee? Him.
Probably a ghost.
Oh, the ghost.
All right, Dee Dee, when you get up there, push the harp off. Or play it. You know what? You play it first, Dee Dee.
I don't think she's exactly in a position to be making a lot of decisions.
Yeah, she's tied up and bound. She's kind of, like I said, she's being carried up. Over the show. She's kind of, yeah, I mean, they didn't take her willingly. She turns, and you can see Tawny is also being carried over the shoulder, tied up with a ball gag by a ghost crew.
Tawny. Does any of us have a mind meld with Tawny?
No.
None of us bother?
But we're all thinking it, right? Like, just... All right, Tawny.
Well, we aren't exactly. We're not privy to what Squish is seeing. Yeah. We just see he's horrified, and he's yelling that you should play the harp. And I guess I'm not sure who he's talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe he's mind melding with the captain.
All right.
Are you mind melding with the captain?
No, only Dee Dee.
Oh,
I can only do it with my pets.
Weird.
Also, let's forget about Tawny and Dee Dee. They are. Probably worse off than we are. So let's go to the ship.
To the ship.
Wait, did you see the ship? Could you see through her eyes?
Yeah, I did. I saw the ship back there.
Which was ship? It nice? Is it the ship we're going to or the ship?
No, I think the real ship.
I'm really confused about our place in time and space. I'm a little mind freak. I don't know if...
Well, we walked through the door to the kitchen and we were on the ship.
Illusions. All right? It's all illusions.
Illusions are the thing hookers do for money.
That's a trick, Michael.
Oh.
To the ship!
Are you going to the door labeled ship or are you doing something else with the ship?
Oh, we should probably go to the door labeled ship.
The door labeled ship.
I mean, that's the best way to go to a ship.
To the door.
The door?
To the door.
Of the ship.
I mean, of I don't... the ship.
Yeah.
You walk through the door of the ship and cozy. You are in the captain's quarters. Aboard the Kahuna Wave.
He puts his feet up.
No, I just start like rifling through his shit.
Can I throw out a bunch of Four Dummies books?
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm looking through his
bookshelf. We did interrupt you.
No, I'm looking through his
book. Was there anything more to say about the room?
I'm sorry. I started
not initially.
It.
So this is the captain's quarters aboard the Kahuna Wave. You guys have all been in these rooms at one point or another. Obviously, Patches, you recognize this. This is where you began your famous mutiny.
Uh-huh.
But you have all eaten and dined in these quarters. Both of them. They're just the captain's quarters. They look just like he had left it, pristine, nice looking. Captain's quarters.
All right, so I start looking through his shit and start digging through everything. I'm not going to start going through his drawers and everything. I'm looking through anything. You see, lads?
Okay.
This is all an illusion, like I said. But there's some truth to it. That bird loved you. I could tell. And that's because Lady Highhill loves you. So there's got to be something here to help us defeat that cad, Captain Adric.
What?
Fitzclyde.
What's a cad?
It's a chocolate egg that nobody likes to eat because they're gross.
Unhelpful.
While you're rifling through the... are you looking for anything in particular or you're just looking?
I'm just looking. I was going to run a survey if you wanted, but if you got something planned, go ahead.
Okay. Do you want to look, do a survey?
Yeah, I want to do a survey. I want to see what I can find in this bookshelf.
Okay.
All right. Roll for survey. I failed. I didn't find nothing. This fucking bookshelf. What is he got? He's got all a bunch of self-help books here. Are you kidding me? Oh, he's got the secret.
Let me not even in, not even in order. Alphabetical.
Here's the secret. Bad writing.
That's a secret.
As you like mock his book collection, you kind of like hit one of the bookshelves, and all the books just kind of come tumbling out at you.
They attacked me, really, or they just fell out.
No, they just like they all just like the shelf just fell down, you know, and just.
Oh, okay.
And so a bunch of books fell and made a clatter. There's a knock on the door.
Don't answer it. That's how Juckles. They get you.
Go see who it is.
Did you say Juckles?
Yeah.
That's me. All right.
Yes.
I'd like to go. So there's a knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to look through the keyhole and see what I can see.
Okay. Do a survey.
What do your elf eyes see?
Oh. I guess I have no survey.
Turns out
min makes this one.
It turns out there is no keyhole. It's just a knot in the wood.
I keep looking, though. I don't see anything. All I see is knots.
You're looking at the wrong end of the door, lad.
That doesn't make any sense. But alas, this was unhelpful.
The knocking continues.
Just open the door. Just open it on a crack. Leave the chain
on.
Can
I find something to clean this mud off of me?
Yeah.
I'm disgusted.
It's topical as always.
Here, I toss you a book. I toss you,
how to remove mud for dummies.
Yeah, you just start ripping pages out. How to remove mud for dummies.
Roll your survey to see what you find.
Okay.
You find like a bundle of paper towels or just rags and things neatly, not a bundle. You find some rags neatly folded up in kind of like a wash bin area to the side. This is his bedroom quarters as well. So there's like a small washing up station.
I would just use his sheets.
All right. Well, you can just use his sheets too. That's fine.
This isn't his actual room. We've been over this.
Who's talking.
It's an illusion. I know, and you guys had to tell me. I'm from the outside, and I can see you are blinded by your spitefulness. But it doesn't matter, I guess. You're right. Fine, just use the sheets.
I mean, if he's not gonna, if it's not his real sheets, then it's his mud. It's a muddy sheets that of fake sheets. I mean, he's fine.
Yeah, fine.
I'm just saying, it's not going to work for spite purposes.
I've been rubbing mud all over his floor since I got in here.
All right. You're right. I got too spicy.
I'm sprinkling bird seed all over this bitch.
The knocking has stopped at this point.
Is that good or bad?
Oh, that's haunting.
Oh, wait.
Patches. Yeah, go ahead.
No. Sorry. I was just saying, yeah. I was saying, is that good or bad in character? That's all.
Yeah. Patches.
I'm still digging through the bookshelves. I don't want to answer no goddamn haunted door.
Open the door. All right.
Roll another survey or study or whatever. Just do something.
I failed at studying too. This is, dude, the dice gods, like you said in the chat, they're bad.
They're bad. I'm bad.
You're just kind of trashing the joint at this point. Like, you're not even really looking around. Like, you see his plates and
I'm drawing like mustaches on his pictures and shit, you know, just really being super petty.
Chuckles, are you still at the door?
Yeah, I'm gonna poke my head out. Like, I'm imagining like a hotel room where you poke your head out and look down both ends of the hallway.
Yeah, nothing's there. Yeah. It is the ship.
Those damn kids.
But when you do, I will say, when you pop your, you can open the door. When you pop your head out, it is it just the Kahuna wave, just as you guys remember it. There's nothing strange. I mean,
is it the
you
same
guys
door
know
we entered?
Yes.
Okay. And it's not like so, the room of doors where we came in. It looks like the Kahuna wave now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, you open the door, you walk through the office, you open that same door, and it leads out to the Kahuna wave, which it normally would.
All right. This is weird. I think my room is down the hall in the Kahuna wave.
Well, now, yeah. Listen. This is an illusion. So, last two times, we just had to trash the place, and illusion was over.
Right.
Wait.
Perhaps in this illusion, I'll have a cannon.
I have an idea.
Cannonball.
Bridget, can I attune?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, he's learning.
Partial success. I partially attune.
You attune. So same as before. You do recognize this as an illusion. This time, though, you sense that there is another presence on board. And it is something different. It's not just the security system of this castle. It is it's another person or being or something is else here. You can feel Chuckles' energy. You can feel Squish's energy. You feel your own. You feel Neelix that you have in your bottle, Hotman that you also have in your bottle, and you feel something else as well.
Lads, there's something else here, and it's damn spooky.
What do you think it is?
Another ghost, maybe? I could only guess. Maybe a demon? Something pretty damn powerful.
How hot are they?
Oh, they're very hot. It's pretty hot. I mean, Hotman's pretty hot. These things are like it's like feeling a bonfire from like 20 feet off.
I know exactly what you mean.
Exactly. It's hot and there's something else on
it. It depends on how big the bonfire is.
And 20 feet is pretty far. So, but I know, yes. I know what you're going for.
Chuckles, you've been wiping your feet off on the carpet or on the sheets. What are you doing next?
I'm just gonna try to run to the kitchen. I want to see if I can make boom boom sauce. I feel like that's gonna be really, really helpful.
Okay. You head down into the kitchen. It is. Hold on. It's our kitchen. Do I have it? Hold on. No, I don't have the kitchen. So, except it is kind of empty. Like, it doesn't look like it's been well stocked or anything. It's not dirty or abandoned or anything. But it's like, it's kind of like maybe you hadn't been there before. My point is that, like, while it does look like the Kahuna wave, it's not stocked with your normal items.
I come back out and go, boys, this ain't our ship. I never would have left the kitchen like that.
I imagine you just come out in the hallway and like, you just left us. We're not with you. And follow you. I'm still down in the captain's quarters and you just ran to the kitchen?
Yeah, then I come back out.
Oh.
That's his MO. He just runs to the kitchens.
Yes.
He's
all right.
The kitchen kid.
So this isn't the Kahuna wave.
I mean, it is, but it's not the one that we left.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of knew that already. This is not new information.
It seems like it was before us.
I still think we just got to trash the captain's quarters, and somehow that'll work out for us.
But
yeah, let's just stomp combos into his carpet.
And mud romp his fucking couch.
But Patches, you've been on this ship before us.
That's true. Do you have any secrets?
Yes, aside from whiskey.
Actually, Bridget, can I run a study on that whiskey question?
Good question.
Do I know any secrets about the Kahuna wave?
Well, I think first of all, Squish, if I may, in character. Squish, I believe what you're asking is, you have a theory. Your theory is this is the Kahuna wave in a previous version, the version that predates me and you.
Yes.
And you're asking if the captain, the gray captain, can confirm or deny
the,
that.
The cabin boy.
Oh, yes. He would be a cabin boy at this
time. He would be a cabin boy at this time. Yes.
Can you confirm or deny that this is a previous version of the Kahuna Wave before, you know, Juckles and Squish existed?
Juckles, what happened to you? You're sounding a lot more fancy all of a sudden.
Well, we're trying to figure... Well, I mean, clearly, like, what do you mean, what does it matter? We need to get out of here. I think we're trying to figure out what we need to do in here. We have to learn some kind of fucking lesson, right? I assume. I had to learn about love, and Squishy had to learn about beating the shit out of demons, I guess. I just
don't know the point of, like, trying to learn of, like, what version of this, what you know, what, if it was before or after us. Is that what you're trying to figure out? Is like,
well,
is,
yeah. Is the ship I assume it's before us, but, like, if you know any details about what happened before. So, like, that big energy you felt, why? Was there something you dealt with?
No, I think it's I think it's from the castle.
No, she said it wasn't.
Didn't?
Not anything that's been... So before in the other rooms, you could tell that this was like a, like, I hate to use the word, like a computer program running where it was like something where it's like, I have to, you know, delay these people. We're in the holodeck. Yeah, it's like some, but what you're feeling now, what you just felt like another living, normal human person. Like, someone else is on the ship with you.
Right, well then we gotta go to the top deck then, I guess. I mean, someone's probably flying the ship, right?
That is true. Someone probably is steering the ship.
So, imagine the entity, or entities, that whoever is guiding this... part of this illusion, who is probably at the helm.
I'm gonna bet it's the red captain
again,
or whatever color he was before us. Was
all right, red? Green captain.
Well, we don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know what he was. We asked him, and he had PTSD about before when he used to be but a mere cabin boy.
Why are we talking about when I was a cabin boy? I don't see how it matters.
I plan to go back on the main deck to see
it what you also, can see.
Yeah. No, I
now,
think
now, now that I think about this, it is very impressive that a cabin boy led a mutiny.
Yeah.
Cabin man.
He was the cabin boy of scraps. He was
And he led a mutiny.
I know.
Now, to be fair, I was mutinied on myself, like, shortly afterwards.
Well, yes, but you still led the original mutiny.
You were successful in one mutiny.
It was, yes.
And a failure in the subsequent mutiny.
Yeah, it's more like I caught lightning, you know? I mean, I admit it was a good mutiny. I mean, I won't, but...
is this in character?
Yes, this is in character. Most mutinies are supposed to be about, you know, brotherhood and rising up and... Now, just a week later, to toss me in the ocean. I guess I'm not that. I guess I wasn't that good of a captain back then.
No, you don't say. Lads.
I'm trying. I think I'm doing better. This guy's an animal. I at least don't try to run a harp on you and like make you listen to me through my music and force you to listen to me. I just yell at you.
That's the fairest point you've ever made. I'd like to poke my head out of the because there's stairs here. I imagine there's like a trap door. I can poke my head out on the floor.
You mean like on the first deck?
Is the first deck the one, you know, outside?
Yeah. Okay. The top deck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you are able to, it's actually just a set of windows. You peek through the windows and you do in fact see that there is a figure standing at the wheel.
Is he imposing?
He very much is. You can only see behind him, but he is wearing a just like a gray robe.
Not even a frog.
Oh my.
A robe.
All right, guys, there's a gray robed man up there. No frog. I repeat, no frog.
All right,
it's very scary. Come get a look at this.
I think we should sneak up and get a look at him.
I think we can't pull his pants down because he's not wearing pants.
He cannot be de-pantsed or defrocked, but he might be derobed.
Okay.
Are you going to prowl and sneak up on him, Patis?
Oh, 100% I'm prowling. Oh, okay, 100% go. I'm prowling.
Roll for prowl.
Roll for prowl. Regular prowl.
Oh,
as soon as you take a step outside of the door, it's just like creak on the floorboards, and the dark robed figure turns and looks at you. You cannot see the figure's face, Patches, but you get a sense that you have met this figure before.
Ahoy there. This is Captain McKenzie. How you doing?
Does he respond?
Chuckles, you raised your hand. Were you just waving?
I thought I was Captain McKenzie.
My name is Captain
Patches. I was trying to play along.
My name is Captain Patches McKenzie. How do you do? And I try kind of strolling a little up there, you know, kind of like casual-like, super casual-like.
Yeah. The figure at the helm turns their head and looks at you, and they say in a voice that's it's a feminine voice. It sounds normal. She goes, "Oh, Captain Patches McKenzie. So things worked out for you, huh?"
Yeah, I mean, I've become a captain. I'm still in the market for a ship, of course, but you know, I am working my way at full captainship. I finished chapter 12 of Captaining for Dummies.
I got past
the mutiny chapter, finally. Goodness Lord.
I thought this was your ship.
It's working to be. It's working to be.
No, I mean, I thought this was your ship. And then we're going to do a flashback, Patches.
All right.
So this is back when you guys were on the island of Siempre, and everyone had made their, you know, wish. Patches or Chuckles had wished for acceptance. Squish had wished for fulfillment. You had wished with Maggie, the little ghost witch, or old Margaret, or Peggy. You couldn't have decided between one of the two things. You either wanted to know why you had to steal Neelix from the captain, or mm-hmm. you had wanted possession of the Kahuna Wave.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have to choose now. Sorry, I interrupted. No,
it's all right. You had chosen possession of the Kahuna Wave.
Mm-hmm.
She'd asked you, what did you want? You said, I want possession. Well, tell me how you had answered that question.
Oh, I answered, I just want the, give me the ship. I figure I could still take the ship, you know.
In the captain's quarters on a desk that you had somehow missed, there is in fact a deed standing on there, and you're just now made aware of it, that you have like walked past it, that has signed the Kahuna Wave over to you, that this is now your ship.
Oh my goodness.
So you've been trashing your own ship.
Your own captain's quarters. That would explain a lot of the Four Dummies books, though.
Oh my goodness. Well, who are you?
You don't remember me? I asked you to steal Neelix for me. I asked you to take the Black Heart for me.
I'm sorry. I hit my head, and when I got past that mutiny chapter, and I hit my head, and I actually did forget a lot of things. I did remember who I was. I did remember my name, Connor Patches McKenzie. But I didn't remember much else other than trying to get the ship, because I could be a ship with my two buddies. I don't remember you.
Our agreement was that you could get the Kahuna Wave, and in return, you would stop the captain from getting the Black Harp, and you would turn Neelix over to me.
I'm still working on that first bit. I am definitely going to stop him. We just got to get out of this illusion that we keep falling into. Bless you. Again.
Speaking of that, and she...
Enough.
She spins the wheel of the harp. Now, the entire time you guys have been inside the captain's quarters, it has been nighttime, and it has been relatively peaceful shores. But she spins the wheel and brings the ship to a shuddering halt. And she said, "You still, no harp, no ship. That was the deal."
I'll stop the captain. I'll get rid of the harp, and I'm almost at that point. We're almost there. We just got to figure out how to get out of this illusion, and then we'll get there. So
Why am I even talking to you? You're probably just part of the illusion anyway.
Are me and Junkles aware of this conversation?
Yes.
We're hearing this happen.
You're hearing this happen.
All right, but I wasn't sure if we heard it at the well or the spring.
No, you didn't hear it at the spring. You didn't hear what he had wished for.
Okay, but we're hearing it now.
Got so this is a revelation to us because I have a lot of things to say about this.
Yes, it is a revelation to you, and you all hear this. You hear Patches talking to this creature, this person, a woman at the helm of the ship.
Okay.
If you guys want anything,
Squish, do you have anything that you want to say?
No, I just kind of want to creep closer so I can hear better.
Okay.
I just want to hear the juicy gossip.
I feel like we heard all of the gossip, though.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard everything, but if you want to creep a little closer, you're more than welcome to prowl.
Yeah. Well, can I prowl closer than, like, pickpocket? See if there's anything prowl. In her robes?
Yeah, go ahead and prowl.
I think I have decent prowl. No, I don't.
You take a step in an attempt to prowl, like, you know, you're all hunched over and you take one step and the floorboard creak.
Who oils this ship?
The cabin boy.
The cabin boy.
The creature on the deck turns their head and her hood turns to you. You can't see any kind of like face or distinguishing figures underneath the hood. And she goes, oh, did you bring them into it too?
They're my crew. I don't remember much, but I do remember my crew, and these two have stood by me thick and thin.
It's interesting choice of words. Brought us into it. I feel like you did bring us into it, but you did not bring us into it. What is going on here? Because we are neck deep in this stopping the heart bullshit, and I feel like it was all for you to get this ship. And you are not very forthright with us on your intentions here.
I have always been forthright in my intentions to mutiny and take that fucking ship. I have several mutinies. My fingers are in many different seething villainous stews.
All right. Yes. Well, I don't know now. Now I'm fucking upset. I am upset because now I feel further manipulated that you sold this to me as if this was a fight against good and evil. And now this hooded figure, who I have to trust because it's an illusion, and it's trying to teach me a lesson, I presume, that it's just for you to get the ship. So all you want to do is get the ship. I still don't know if he's evil.
Juggles. It's very simple. Listen.
Sorry, go.
No. I was just going to say, Juggle. Go ahead, Bridget. I keep cutting you off.
Yeah, the gray robed figure interrupts and she goes, "Oh no, the captain is very evil. Well, this guy, no, he's the red captain's very evil. Captain Fitzclyde is one of the most dangerous men. I mean, he kills indiscriminately. He binds people into slavery after their death, and you apparently almost have given him the opportunity to control anyone he meets. I mean, that's a bad thing. That was bad. That's bad."
So if we win, we save the world, and we get his ship.
Well, you get his ship.
You guys with me.
We get the privilege of being part of your crew.
No, okay. How about this?
It's a bit slanted towards this new
captain.
I'm going to
offer you an idea.
Probably less evil.
It's a little radical idea. Co-captaining.
What?
We can all be three co-captains of the new ship.
Well, I mean, I don't really want to be
I don't
a
know what I'm doing, lads. Listen, I don't know what I'm doing. I know one thing, though. I know that you two have stood by me thick and through all of this, and I'm trying not to manipulate you, but I don't remember everything that happened. I don't even remember who's in this cloak person, all right? But I do remember that we do have to stop that the captain is always bad, and we should just stop
the
him.
Captain, why does she want Elix?
Yeah, that is
true. I don't remember.
Are they attracted to him, her?
No. Neelix is important to the group that I'm supposed to bring back to Lockport, all right? That's all I remember. I was going to try to take the ship to go to Lockport and then try to find out, because I don't remember anything. I don't remember who I am.
So now this is the truth.
We don't even really get a fair share. of Captain N, because you were already deciding where we're going.
I was going to bring it up to you guys later. I know it's a little dishonest, but I didn't know. I didn't have my own ship. I'm not going to tell you guys, oh, let's go to Lockport. If I got the ship, then I'd bring it up to you and be like, hey, guys, let's go to Lockport. I got to bring Neelix somewhere and maybe figure out my whole backstory.
So you're really just piecing this all together as
I go. Yes, yes, pretty much.
Okay. I feel like that's the most honest thing you've ever told us.
I'm trying to be. I haven't drank a drop in like 20 minutes, and I'm being very honest. I was told to get Neelix. I stole him from the captain. He got really pissed, tossed me. I was mutinied. Then I got mutinied, and now here we are. And so I'm supposed to bring this Neelix back to Duskfall, Lockport. I'm sorry. And if the captain, Red Captain, finds out I have him, he will very much murder me because he wants Neelix back. I don't know why this group wants Neelix. I don't know why the Red Captain wants Neelix. I do know that if I bring it back to Lockport, I might find out why.
This new group also wants the harp.
Yeah, well, they mostly don't want the captain. I mean, she's standing right there. You could ask her yourself. I mostly don't think she wants
the captain. So you just want the harp, late person, robed figure?
Neelix was part of the deal. You guys seem like you need to talk a lot of this out. I just came in by to mess with your illusion.
Do we have to kill you?
Oh, no. You don't have to kill me. You do have to kill this.
Oh, no.
And she disappears.
No, come on. How many times? How many times?
And the Leviathan, you guys recognize this guy. He's got scarred one eye and a slit up his stomach. That's right. This is the same Leviathan that you guys tried killing outside of the Cannibal Island.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not going to fight a Navy? Boy. Here's another fucking Leviathan. How do you like that?
I run up and grab the wheel. Is the ghost lady gone?
She's gone.
All right, I grab the wheel and the helm, and I go, co-captains, we got to do something.
And at that moment, two additional steering wheels come out of the floor.
Power Rangers.
Do we want to end it here for tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. My sleep is all fucked up, so I am still wired, but I mean...
I'm fine to keep going, but it's
how much longer you got?
Well, we have to fight the captain, then, right?
Yeah, you got this and the captain, so it's up to you. We can try to get through this, or
I need one more break.
I don't think we'll be able to do all of it one night. I think
maybe to 10:30.
Sound good?
If you want, I can't. I just have to use the washroom again.
Okay, right. We'll take a break.
All right, second break.
Oh my god, second break.
Hail the Duskfall boys.
Yeah, so this Leviathan comes up ahead of you. You recognize this Leviathan instantly. It's the same one that you fought off earlier. He is damaged, he is haggard, and he is back, baby. In fact, that's what my notes even say. He's back baby. He's back, baby. There's two wheels do not come up out of the ground.
Come on.
Only one wheel. But the ship is kind of in like tip top shape. And she's in prime fighting condition.
Wait, last time we fought this Leviathan, we were in the junk fort, weren't we?
Yes, you were. You were in the junk fort and it destroyed the junk fort.
Yeah, but look how much damage we did in a junk fort. Now that I'm
drunk. Do we have a nuclear cannonball?
What?
Do we still have the nuclear cannonball?
Nuclear?
No, I...
It's pronounced nuclear.
All right, boys, what do you think we should do?
Kill this thing? Or right, just let it eat us?
I say charge.
One of those is a lot easier than the other.
Yeah. I say we ram the ship right down its throat.
Well, that is definitely an easier option of letting it kill us.
No, we will ram the ship down its throat, then start shooting for cannonballs, and we kill it that way.
Do we have cannonballs? Can I look for
I'll go look.
Weapons check.
And I go racing my tiny little feet down to lower deck to see what kind of bitching cannons we may or may not have.
like a kid on Christmas.
Yep, like a little cockroach.
You run down the steps, and your bedroom is no longer where it is anymore. Oh. Like it's just the cabin crews or the crew's cabin. So like before it was just like hammocks, and it looks more clean and neat. But you do disgusting. Find that the ship is well stocked though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It is fully outfitted for battle.
For dragon throating.
Are you going to ram ship in?
What do you guys think?
Well, no, I'm radioing above.
No. Okay. Hello? Who is this?
Yeah, no. This ship is ready for battle. We may not have to kamikaze this thing.
I wasn't going to kamikaze it. I was going to ram it into its mouth and then blow it to smithereens.
Yeah, but that's indistinguishable from being eaten.
Right, but then it'll be dead.
And we'll be stuck inside.
All right, we'll try cannonballing it.
Well,
before that happens, though, are we going to still, like, go towards it?
I mean,
we haven't decided yet. You said to stop.
I just figured this wasn't a real ship, and this is not a real Leviathan. I was going to.
But we are real.
Right. But if we kill the Leviathan before
we... Have we given each other the flesh test?
Not recently, but now we can't trust us.
You said I couldn't do it to you anymore.
Yeah, you kept grabbing people. But what I'm thinking is, we ram the ship in the mouth, kill the Leviathan, which is probably the big boss of this room, and then we'll break the illusion.
So the only way to win is to not play.
I mean, we could also shoot it in the mouth, I suppose. I mean, I'm just trying to make it done faster, but let's go fire.
Okay. We could blast it from the inside. I mean, quick, look delicious.
Bring up Helix. Look delicious.
All right, that was my plan, but if you guys want to shoot it out like a battle with like from the sides and all that, we can also do that too and see how
it goes. I think I
would like to climb up to the crow's nest and shoot its other eye.
Is it missing an
eye?
I shot the other one.
Okay. All right. Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, go ahead and throw your hunt.
Oh my god.
Partial.
I should have pushed myself.
You graze the side of his face, and you're able, you kind of see some blood come out, but he's not damaged to the point where he's blind. But he is pissed off now, and he kind of slaps the water and sends like a huge wave along the through the kahuna or below the kahuna. I don't know how waves work. Anyway, point is you guys are all jostled and kind of sent to your feet, sent to the ground.
No. Oh, no. I'm the crow's nest. That's not good.
Yeah.
Well, you better hold on.
You're kind of thrown off. I'm going to let you say you still kind of hold on, but yeah, you're definitely disoriented a bit. Patches, Squish, or Patches, Chuckles, you got something?
Can I make a shot before we get eaten?
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot her.
Okay. I was kind of asking everyone, so I did get guesses all around.
Yeah. Shoot her.
Wait, you really need my permission to shoot some? You say no?
You've always asked us.
When I said all around, I wasn't including you, Squish.
The question you should not ask me is if I can. It's when should I?
Yeah, and how soon can I shoot? Yeah. I hope it's a tinker roll, but of course it's not. What would it be?
I mean, you're just like putting a cannonball into a cannon and then firing, right?
Correct.
I'll say wreck.
Yeah, I'll take that.
It seems like you're just trying to blow them up.
I guess I'll help. Never mind.
I already shot it. Sorry.
Why did you roll them privately?
Because I did not mean to do that. But I'll make this public.
Where do you hit him? Or where would you like to hit him?
I'm just aiming in the head area, not particularly precisely. I want to see if there's any shot of like even damaging this thing at all.
Yeah, yeah. So you fire right to its head, and I'm gonna say you kind of hit the same spot that Squish shot earlier. So he kind of like the side of his head. So he's like his face is pushed away, and for a moment the ship is able to stabilize.
Yes.
Equal to the two of those together. Reaction. 1-8. Patches, you?
I start maneuvering the ship to kind of aim for... that was a great shot, lad. You want to take another one?
Yeah. I presume I don't have unlimited cannonballs.
No. But there are a lot. No. There's quite a few. I mean,
okay.
I would definitely say more than the three you guys were running with before.
Can I survey? I know you said we don't have a nuclear cannonball, but can I survey to see if there's any special cannonballs?
Sure.
Special balls?
Yeah. No special balls.
Okay.
These are very run-of-the-mill cannonballs.
All right. Which makes sense. All right. Yeah. Let's blast them again.
Well, I would like to, before Jekyll shoots.
Too late.
I want to shoot. Okay.
Shoot him at the same time.
Well, I would like to shoot. Tell me what you're doing. I was going to say, I'd like to shoot him. And then, while that's happening, I can get a better read on the situation that would help Jekyll's aim the cannon.
Yeah, so you want to, like, shoot him in order to kind of, like, distract him or...
Distract him, like, something that's a little bit more vulnerable to, like, to you or to, like, get him to face that way.
Okay, I'll have you do a hunt roll, and then we'll see how that goes.
Success!
You do it.
Do it. So you aim your gun in such a way that you kind of like graze up and over his like his head. And he's like, he lifts, like he pulls his head back in retaliation. You can see that his entire stomach region is like pretty soft and fleshy. So these guys are very scaly. The Leviathans are very scaly and hard on the outside, but they have a very soft underbelly.
Oh, yeah, plus I cut him before.
Yes, yes. The scar is still there. But yeah, he is like that is where he is most vulnerable is along his belly, his neck, and his stomach.
Kells, aim for that spot. Aim for the scar.
Can you put us in better position so that I can aim for that scar?
Yeah, I'm going to finesse it.
All right.
Right.
So you're going to sail the boat.
Yeah, sailing the boat. Partial success. Oh, we hit a squall.
We sailed directly into a squall right in between us and Leviathan. A tiny little micro squall.
No. You know, like a seagull. I hit a bird.
My wife.
You kind of. You're able to finesse the boat and kind of aim it so that you're like the cannons are like broadside, like perpendicular to this to the soft underbelly. So Chuckles, you're gonna have an I'm gonna say for the additional information and then the plus for the finessing, you can have +2 on your next attempt to shoot this guy. The downside is that he's also like you're perpendicular to him. All he has to do is come careening down and he's gonna hit the ship. So you guys are both in a very vulnerable and advantageous position.
You better not miss.
No stress. I mean no tension, no pressure.
And advantageous.
So who's rolling?
I rolled.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Jekyll rolled. you blast him right in the stomach. You're able to kind of hit him really good, and he kind of like sinks down as you hit him, because it's a very tender and sore spot now. It's right where he's been scarred. But now his face is kind of at the same level as the ship. You guys can smell his horrible fish, just like foul, rotting breath, and you feel this hot heat eat as he's snorting at you. And he, as he like kind of twists in pain, he's gonna smack right into the boat again. And he's gonna kind of like rock the thing over. So the kahuna wave isn't gonna like start sinking or anything, but it's definitely gonna like tip in the water quite a bit, and start to take on a little bit of water.
How close is it?
Are you asking if it's jumpable?
You cannot physically jump over this Leviathan set. I'm just going to put that right on there. You can definitely, like, if you crawled up onto the crow's nest, and you would be, like, eye-to-eye level with it, but there's no conceivable way you could just jump, like, over him. You know, he's a giant sea creature.
Well, no, not over him. I want to jump onto his head.
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. Let's just kill yourself.
I'll just jump right onto his head.
I'm going to say it's a finesse roll.
Wait, hold on, how good is my finesse here? Not good. I guess I'll stress myself on this one.
I guess I'm going to die.
Here I go.
The garbage monster all over again.
For the second time tonight.
Yeah, jumping into the monster.
You do jump onto the monster. You survive the initial jump, but you're going to kind of scramble for any sort of purchase. He's got like a scaly exterior, and while there are like ridges and stuff on his head you can grab, you are unable to kind of grab them as he like lifts his head back up, and you're just kind of scrambling at this point.
How is that supposed to help us?
Yeah, you're now away from the ship. Patches, you're at the wheel.
Can I like ram into him with the ship? Like kind of like
yeah.
With the ship? Yeah. I wreck him with the ship?
Yeah.
Is that his roll wreck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Success.
Do it.
Bang.
If you guys remember, the head of the kahuna wave is
a beautiful topless woman.
Yeah, the figurehead is a beautiful topless woman with her arm pointed out. Patches, you just take it and just jam it, like poking it right into the soft underbelly, right where Chuckles has just struck him. So you're going to go and just like collide right into him. He kind of gives a screech and a thrash, which is bad news for you, Squish, because you are still trying to hold on to his head. All right. I guess that's up to you then, Squish. You're on his head.
I'm going to try to regain my foot and then walk over to his good eye.
Okay.
His good eye.
Regaining your footing is going to be a finesse.
Look at me.
A finesse rule.
I'll push myself again.
Extra one. Yeah. Okay. You don't fall off. You're able to kind of hold on enough to make your way over to his eye, but it's slow going. I'm going to have you roll to actually hit his eye in the next round. Chuckles, it's up to you.
It's all on you, boy.
It's all up to me to do what?
Whatever you want.
We've rammed into him, and what, I shoot him?
Whatever you'd like to.
I feel like that's the...
The option is just jumping on him, I guess.
Yeah, we could do that, but I feel like that's...
I suggested us getting eaten, but we're just going to have to just
too late
nickel and
that,
dime him.
Kind of.
No, yeah, unless he gets hungry.
Hangry. Okay, what I would like to do is can I tinker like a super cannonball?
Sure.
All right. I mean, maybe I don't have a chance to shoot it this round or whatever, trying to balance it.
Yeah.
I would like to.
Yeah, we'll say
because it takes some time.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and tinker.
Yeah.
Been so busy fighting. I haven't had time to tinker.
I haven't had a chance to tinker. It's been a damn shame.
Around and you're able to find maybe not nuclear fission material, but you find like gunpowder, shrapnel, pieces of wood, nails. Some
uranium.
It's like a fireworks show.
Who's been chewing on our uranium?
God damn it, Dee Dee. You're able to kind of create a pretty nasty, like, shrapnel weapon that's, once it's discharged, is just going to release a lot of damage. But we'll save that for your next roll. Patches, you have rammed the figurehead of your precious boat into your precious ship into this Leviathan.
I am going to try to get us into it. I'm going to try to steer us away far enough so we get a very good advantageous position so that there's no way Juckles is going to miss. Like, I want to get in a really good spot, you know?
Okay. Roll your finesse.
Roll my finesse.
Because now you have to back up. This is like trying to parallel park.
Yeah, then just like parallel parking in Chicago, I did it bad.
I did it bad.
You try to pull out of the Leviathan chests, and unfortunately, the figurehead is really jammed in there. So as the Leviathan like twists its massive body around, the ship is going to twist too, and it's kind of caught on this as well. So your footing is generally going to be unsafe at this point, which doesn't affect you, especially since you're on top of his head.
Am I close to his eyeball?
Yeah, you're close to his eyeball.
Oh, I'm jumping right into the eyeball.
Into you're an jumping? Eyeball?
Jumping into the eyeball?
Well, no, I'm just going to get right above it and shoot it.
I guess, you're going to drop kick his eyball?
Yeah,
Have you seen the new Suicide Squad?
No.
Okay.
Drop kick an eyeball. Drop kick an eyeball.
All right, yeah. If you're going to shoot it, hunt. If you're going to just drop kick it, I would do a wreck, whichever one you prefer.
No, I'm just going to hunt it.
With your foot. I'm just going to hunt it with my foot.
You're able to, you jab him in the eye real good. And he is like temporarily blinded. The bad news is now he's starting to thrash his head. And you're about to fall off of it.
Yeah. That sounds all right. Yeah.
Yep. Chuckles, you have your shrapnel bomb armed and ready.
Yeah, I feel there's several ways this could go wrong, but I am just gonna, I'm gonna blast him.
Aim for the
blast
eyeball.
Him.
I'm gonna aim for that red thing eyeball. Next to his eye. No, wait, I'm not gonna aim for his eye.
I'm serious. Aim for his eyeball.
No.
I get it. I put myself in this position.
He'll survive. Yeah. He's durable.
Really,
he's made out of
rough scales.
I mean, I'm not really aiming. I am just like pointing in the general direction of the dragon or the Leviathan.
Don't say things like that.
Yeah, no. What? So I was gonna do a plus one if you had maneuvered well, but that didn't work. Right. No. And then I was gonna, Squish is blinded him, but also he. Patches failed that maneuver, so it's right. Kind of like a draw at this point.
Do I get a plus one for firing blindly?
I think your wreck is pretty good. I think you'll be fine.
I don't know. We haven't rolled anything good all day, but I don't care. So what if I kill Squish or Juckles? Well, I mean, please don't kill Juckles.
You fire, you blast him. Unfortunately, as the blast goes out of the cannonball, it kind of like just blows away the side of the ship at the same time. So you hit him. You do some pretty serious damage. The Leviathan is like, you hear this high-pitched screaming. It's lashing back and forth now. Chuckles, Squish, you are barely hanging on with your dear life. Just like, you know, as this thing screams. Anybody want to do anything before this thing comes crashing down onto the Kahuna Wave? It's twisted in the air now.
Get out of here. We got to abandon ship. Abandon ship.
Do Leviathan have eyelashes by chance?
I don't know, man.
Sometimes.
I'm going to say.
Sometimes.
I'm going to say no. I don't think. Hold on. Let me look. Do eels have eyelashes? Is it wearing eyeliner?
Do androids dream of electric sheep? Do Leviathans have eyelashes?
There's a plant up there.
I know there's something up there.
No, they do not have eyelashes.
So it's not
that's female. That's a mammalian thing.
All right, well then, while it's spinning the air, I'm going to jump into the eyeball.
Do you want to? I'm just on with Patches' plan. I'll just jump in the water.
Yeah, I'm jumping in the water.
That we don't lose the Kahuna Wave. But if I jump in, like, you know, like
once again,
it hooked on this side, right? It'll pull, so it'll fall to the side instead of straight down.
This is a fake wave anyway.
I don't know. The clock says lose the Kahuna forever.
Right. So I'm trying to steer it away from the Kahuna.
No, it's fine.
But I mean, I still think we need to win. Trying to win.
All right. I just suggested an immediate plan that I thought was selfish and a good character developing moment.
We can't, like, it's not like I'm talking to you over the walkie and my plan. You guys can still abandon shit.
Right.
But my plan is to jump into the eye and distract it to the point where it kind of like leans its head to the side.
All right. Well, then I'll
and falls on the side of the ship.
Then I'll give a hard left.
Did I jump out?
Did you? I mean, I would suggest
you did say abandon ship.
Well, I mean that was out of character.
Okay.
I don't know. All right. No, wait. I got a better idea.
Abandon ship.
Fire the cannons. So it kind of the whiplash pushes us away from him.
Ah, yes. A maneuvering blast.
Tie all the cannons to one string and pull them.
Okay.
That's Scooby doing it.
So I don't think that's how you fire a cannon.
You know, from the Scooby-Doo pirate episode.
Or a long flint if you want to do it that way.
In cartoons sometimes, it just seems like they pull a string and the thing fires, so... Yeah, I could do that.
All right. Yeah, tinker yourself a long string. I think that's within your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I hope that that's possible to do. Success. Long string.
Barely got it, but you did.
The dumbest tinker you've ever done.
A long string.
I tinkered a bunch of strings together.
All right. And... That, do I pull it?
You pull, and you're able to kind of like fishtail the Kahuna. It surprisingly works. You don't hit the Leviathan, but the force of all of these cannons shooting in one direction kind of forces it out and back. So it's no longer attached to the Leviathan.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I just imagine like all our shoelaces are gone now.
This is all of the spare string.
Squish, are you still going to jump in its eye?
Oh, yeah, because I don't know any of that going on.
No, he just heard a blast. All right, jump in its eye. It looked like we missed.
He just heard someone say abandon ship.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's... I'm guessing a hunt... Is that a wreck, or how would you roll that one? I don't have one for jumping in the eye.
Wreck.
No, I don't think this has ever happened before.
In all the other jumping ones, weren't they wreck?
Yeah.
Wreck sounds right, yeah. But I'm going to push myself again.
All right.
I'll take a trauma for this, but that's fine.
Okay. What trauma do you want to pick?
Oh. Reckless.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yep. Weird. Oh, shit. I didn't realize I can do that. I clicked on reckless.
Yeah, I saw that. So I don't know exactly what the negatives of that's going to be, but
I think you probably do stupid PTSD. Shit. I was going to say, I think you do stupid stuff like jumping the eye of Leviathan. Like you're freaking Moby Dick.
Last time I saw it, it jumped out of his mouth.
Yeah, really. This is just an escalation.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, give yourself an extra one and then wreck it. Wreck that eye.
Okay, I'll take
it. You jump into the eye of the Leviathan, and like a balloon jumping into it, there's a huge explosion. And there's just this explosion of its eye goop and muscles. The eye just kind of like just pops like a dirty balloon, gross balloon. The Leviathan screeches in pain. It cries out. It starts like shaking its head back and forth. You guys see this Leviathan kind of like over top of you as it's like screening over. And you feel like it's about to kind of fall down on you. You see this giant Leviathan head just like coming for your ship. Any last words?
Brace yourselves!
Abandon ship!
Oh, I can't pull that again. I can only pull that once as a captain.
Yes.
And then I got yelled at. So, no, brace yourselves! We're going down with the ship, boys.
I hide under a table.
You hide under the table. Patches, where are you hiding?
I'm hiding behind my wheel. I'm tying myself to the wheel.
To the wheel. There's a large, this huge head as it coming towards you. Squish, you are holding on to the head, so you're careening down into the boat at the same time as they're seeing this thing come towards them. And then at the last second, when you think this thing's about to hit you, the shadow of the Leviathan passes over you. And when it's gone, you guys are back in the empty room.
Oh, my God.
You're right. None of that matters.
Squish, you do like roll a little bit. You kind of just like you've just fell off the ladder a little bit, you know, just like it's not nearly as big of a drop as you were expecting.
Whew. What a rush.
Yeah, that was a rush. Right? What lesson did we learn from that one?
There was no lessons.
Eyeballs, weak point.
I always aim for the eyeballs of the Leviathan.
For the eye. And the testicles.
Also, you got
the eyes are the testicles of the face.
Should I dive into your testicles?
No, just no. Wrong lesson.
All right. Well, lads, that was weird, right?
That was weird.
Especially that ghost lady. Anyway, let's hop to it. Onward and upwards.
Actually, now that you mentioned it, I had forgotten about all that unresolved business.
Yeah. No. We're resolving it right now. We have no time for that, right, GM? We got to get out of here. There's a lot of things happening. Minutes. What?
We got a few minutes. I like to watch you squirm.
No. Heavens no.
No, I just feel like...
I'm curious.
Yeah.
So,
no, you guys already said you forgive me. Let's go.
Well,
I never said that.
I
never said that to anyone.
Your eyes told me that.
I do think that you came clean, maybe, but I felt like you came clean before, but you didn't come entirely clean. How clean are we right now?
How clean can you be when you have memory loss?
Do you have memory loss?
Yes, I keep telling you that.
It seems
I thought
very
it was
weird.
Drinking.
If no, I haven't, have
it
I been telling you
weird
that?
Because
no, I thought I'd been telling you that.
You knew the deal that you made.
It's all coming
back
to me.
But then you don't remember with whom?
It's all coming back to me. Slowly.
bits and pieces.
Okay, well, then tell us.
I know there's a deal.
Then tell us.
I know there's a deal.
Tell us the details you remember.
I know there's a deal. It's in Lockport.
With Neelix and the harp.
Just Neelix. I don't know anything about the harp necessarily. I don't remember about the
harp. We just need to make sure that the captain doesn't get the harp.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is.
The red captain.
I mean, whoever they are, I don't think they want the red captain taking over the world with his magic harp and bad music. I mean, have you heard the guy play his ukulele? He's a joke. Yeah, but is it really?
You guys do hear the sound of the ukulele plucking. It doesn't affect you, except only to like draw your attention to it.
Uh-oh. Yep. Why should we trust you?
Because I've... Listen, you maybe you can't, but I'm trying my best to do the best I can.
Why is Neelix so important?
I swear, I don't remember, all right? I really don't. But if you help me get out of here, we'll go on the ship, we'll go anywhere you guys want, and
as long as it's Lockport.
Well, I mean, if that's just for my own personal grips. If you guys want to go somewhere else, we can first. I'm willing to make that concession for you. I just think that whatever my history is, it's in Lockport, and that's the only way I'm going to find out. I got to bring Neelix there, and then I can find out who I am. That's it. So, who's playing that goddamn ukulele?
It sounds too good to be the Red Captain.
He's gotten a lot better.
He has gotten a lot. If that's him, he's gotten a lot better. I agree.
We got to stop him from getting to the top of the mountain to get to the top of the tower. Is that the goal?
Sure. All right. Or stop him if he plays.
Well, let's get to the top of the tower, and we'll knock him out. Right, we'll do the triple nut punch like we talked about. It? Upwards.
And onwards?
Onwards.
Twirling.
Always twirling. But we'll go up there and we'll do the triple nut punch just like we planned. And then we'll sail onto the horizon.